Good morning, Rutherford County. Wasn't that a beautiful song, Jim? Absolutely. Have Mr. Jim gorgeous. Dooley on today. And two of the people singing in that quartet were from our church.
Yeah.
David Hudson and Nicole Hudson. I mean, that's absolutely beautiful. He gave me that song about, I guess, about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And I thought, you know, having you on today, I'd love to play that. Blessed Promised Land. What a good group.
I was thinking the whole time that was going on that they would do well to come to our picnic, the Concord picnic that's coming up.
Uh-huh.
That's in October. And one of the things we have up there is good music. I'm going to talk to them about that.
Well, you can't get any better than that. It's amazing. No. You hear all these great songs that are nationwide, and then right here in Rutherford County, you've got some of the best music you've ever heard.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, one of these days, maybe I'm going to get you on. How would you like to sing a duet? Not with me. We want to let you know that the first part of this show is brought to you by At Home Care. And when you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means that Home Care is hands-on, involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. At Home Care. Call them up at 713-4639. Pull them up on the internet at homecaretennessee.com. That number again is 713-4639. You do a lot of work, Jim. I guess... shouldn't say work, but you deal a lot with people who have gotten older and having particular problems.
Yeah, and part of that is the fact that that's not of my own volition, I guess you could say. It's a God thing.
Yeah.
Because it was brought to me hard and heavy 20-odd years ago. And just real quickly, I can tell you that how that all came about was listening to a lady that says, "Help, I'm falling and I can't get up." Well, now, most everybody remembers her.
Yeah, I do.
I have a special place in my mind about it because that turned out being God talking through her to me about getting involved with seniors. And I haven't turned around since. But that's how it all got started. And that just kind of grew as time went along as to getting out into the different areas.
Our culture has changed so much over the years. When you and I were kids, the grandparents, it all involved, it was all a family thing. Everybody took care of each other, and the grandparents just really weren't out on an island all by themselves. And now there's so many things going on, and we're talking about private care and so many things that actually worry people. Do we have enough money to take care of it, or maybe one of them is having special problems and the other one doesn't know how to deal with it. As you get older, you're not as equipped to handle a lot of those problems as you were when you're younger.
Right. There's an area of age or time through your life when you don't bounce back. I know that sounds a little funny, but you and I both know that it takes us a little bit longer to come back from a short illness or something
right.
like that. Well, the older you get, the longer that span gets. And as it applies to the need of help is there lots of times a long time before it gets there. And I'm talking about getting the family or the doctors or whoever involved in it. But having said that, we're still a caring society, and we still have, as we see it, we have a compassionate heart when it comes to taking care of those folks. So I try to deal within the confines of people that are caregivers and the care receivers. And there's a lot of education goes along in that, a lot of it.
And a lot of the education, as you say, needs to go to the family members,
yes,
that they need to be made aware of what they can do to, yes, to help them get through some of the problems they've got.
Yes. And it's in a lot of cases, it's sad to say this, but our society has made a bad turn when it comes to working. We're worked a lot of times just so hard to make ends meet that we don't have time, or mm-hmm, we don't know how to take the time. We get real frustrated when it comes to especially trying to do something in the area of caregiving when you don't know what you're doing to start with. Mm-hmm. So education on that is, I've got a lot of things going in that area, but I look at it as not that different. Now, you and I can remember this. You about touched on it when you started out. We're not on Walton's Mountain anymore, right. But we, lots of us were there. A lot of us were there when there was the grandma and the grandpa in the house, and big families, and mom and dad. And when you look at it from that perspective, there wasn't anything that they couldn't do because they had, I call it blind ignorance. They didn't know they couldn't do it, so they did. Nowadays, it's a lot more complicated, or seems to be.
When you change people's lives, we're creatures of habit. And when the younger folks have to change their lives to deal with their parents, they're faced with a lot of things. The responsibilities and having to give up sometimes jobs, the income. They have to give up their lifestyles, whatever it was at the time. And then if they don't do the things that are required to keep their parents taken care of, then there's a lot of guilt involved. There's just something that just seems like it just spirals into a deep plunge.
Well, I guess the single word for that is depression, and sometimes right. You don't know you have it, and you do have it, and about all you know is what the results of it are. You don't think you're hurting, but you're hurting. You don't mm-hmm. think that you're making bad judgment calls sometimes, but you are, and it's the stress. But having said that, that's our society, and dealing with it, I guess in a pragmatic way, Truman. In other words, you almost have to be pragmatic about some of these things. In other words, they've got the science of health down so well nowadays that a lot of things, and I'm not saying that this is the way it should be done, but there are a lot of things that can be handled over the telephone. Is just trying to get your arms around a particular problem. Mm-hmm. And if you have the right person on the other end, they can kind of walk you through a situation. So that's becoming a bigger thing than it used to be with regard to, just think about it, trying to get somebody out today to see a doctor that wants you to see another doctor that wants you to see another doctor, it's perplexing.
And it's hard for the person that's going through it to understand a lot of the things that's going on. And plus they're stressed out as it is, and they don't have a whole lot. That's one thing you see a lot is doctor to doctor to doctor, and a lot of these people don't have a great deal of energy to start with.
Right.
And you can imagine what right. kind of stress they go through.
Well, there needs to be, and I'm just going to go through a couple of things here that will kind of give you this common sense, but everyone needs, let's go back to the caregiver instead of the care receiver you were mm-hmm. just talking about. The caregiver is usually juggling a lot of things, mm-hmm. and they are up against lots of challenges. And let's just use it as an example. The boomers are often spoken about as being who they are, and they are a big bunch of people out mm-hmm. there. Well, their lifestyles today are really packed. I mean, they're just packed with things to do. They've got kids they're taking to school. They've got all of these college and all this other stuff. And then on the other side, they've got mom, mm-hmm. or mom and dad. And what's happening there in a lot of cases is that it's like, they call it the sandwich generation, and I'm sure you've heard that, but mm-hmm. That sandwich gets squeezed, and it gets squeezed hard with respect to making decisions. And that's a big thing today, is making a decision to make the right decision and things of that nature. So the word that I'm going to throw out here is respite. People need a rest. They need to be able to get away for a day or a few hours, a weekend or something like that, so that they can regain their cognitive skills, because they start diminishing on you pretty quickly.
Well, as we all know, you have dreams, and a lot of people look forward to their retirement, and they're going to do this and do that. And so many times, there's a derailment, and then they're never able to reach some of the things that they want to do. And people get aggravated about that because they have worked a long time, and it's something that's, it means something. But, you know, I think sometimes we're kind of misdirected. We all want to retire and have this special life, but a lot of times we don't really realize what a blessing we have by working and actually going out and doing things for people and actually kind of rewarding yourself a little bit for some of the accomplishments that you're able to give. And that's another thing, is once you lose that, it's like part of your life is gone. It really is. And that's hard to deal with.
We tend to think in terms of, we don't ever say this that much, but there's a lot to do with the factor of self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And men more so than women most of the time. But as it applies to losing your ability to finish a job, mm-hmm. losing your ability to carry through with some plans that you'd had for years and years and years, daddy died too soon. Mm-hmm. Way too soon, and it didn't last but about 18 months after he retired that he was gone. So we are challenged, as you say, with this retirement thing that we were stuck with. And by the way, if you want to go back, if you want to see where that should be, is my opinion, doesn't have to be yours, but here's my opinion on that work ethic and the retirement thing. Go back to Walton's Mountain and look at Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there in that sawmill until he just couldn't go. And yeah. He went and he went and he went and he went. But it was, what was his reward for that? He felt like he had some great accomplishments. And catch this, one of the biggest accomplishments was helping raise those kids
right.
the right way. And there's right. a lot to be said for that, Truman.
Well, I can still remember my granddaddy and grandmama. And they were always working, always doing things. And they had the respect of everybody in the family, and in most cases, everybody in the neighborhood. They had all of that experience of life that they could share with everybody. It seems like we have lost some of that. I know that there's still some of it around with in some families, but people don't realize how, you know, for me, it was one of the greatest joys listening to them tell about some of the old tales of when they were growing up and
yep.
and some of their experiences. And it seems like that technology seems to be taking that away from them, the relationships, because everybody's got these iPods and they've got television and they've got this and that, all these new gadgets they got. And it seems like the kids will lock themselves away from everybody and enjoy their little world, while the real world they're missing out on, and so is the relationship a lot of times between the grandparents and the grandchildren.
There's a real scary part to what you just said, and that is, and they're going to take care of us?
Yeah.
Because they, first of all, they don't have, if you've had an iPod in your ear for so many years, and your experience level is based on games and not the real world, not the real life that's around you, and nothing in the spiritual realm, and conduct doesn't seem to mean anything anymore, then it's a scary thought to think that that generation is coming out there with no footing, with no ability to cope with the real life mm-hmm. or the real world. And I think that has played a tremendous part in causing our society, generationally speaking now, to have classic differences in the generations. There are classic differences. They just don't think the same. And, you know, they talk about, I'm going to get off my mantra here, but back in the 60s, they talk about that being the age of whatever it was, but it was where they had loose morals and they had mm-hmm. all of the things that were so bad and everything. And that's true. But that, to me, was one of the first generations that started a trend of losing the value of home
right.
and family. And it's progressed, I'm sorry, in the wrong direction since then.
Well, you actually got three different classes. You got the older people, the retired group, and then you got the middle-aged people who are working and they have all these responsibilities, and then you have the kids who that's where everything seems to be lost right now. Yeah. Of course, in some respects, the middle-aged people, but it's gotten to be a point that it's starting to worry me as far as the future goes on, because we've got to take care of our senior citizens, because yes, they're the ones that got us all to where we are today. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jim Dooley.
Are you 10 pounds overweight, 30, more? Those extra pounds are hurting the quality of your life, your relationships, and your health. Dynamic Medical Centers offers fast, effective, medically supervised weight loss programs. Patients routinely lose up to 30 pounds in their first 30 days, and our programs are easy to follow with no hunger, no surgery, and no trips to the gym. For a free weight loss consultation, call 455-0850, dynamicmedicalcenters.com.
It's time. Blue Raiders.
I am True Blue. Show your True Blue pride and celebrate the top overall sports program in the Sun Belt Conference 4 years in a row. Buy your season tickets now. Experience all the home games in Floyd Stadium for just $70. That's only $14 per action-packed gridiron showdown.
Show your True Blue this fall with Blue Raiders season tickets. Visit GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Tennessee Radio Network News. I'm Jim Williams. Sumner County commissioners have put a wheel tax hike on the November ballot as the county struggles to fund its public schools. The panel approves the referendum as of last night. Voters will decide on November 6th whether to increase the current $75 tax on vehicle registrations by 25 more bucks. That hike would bring in another $3 million a year for the schools. County Clerk Bill Kemp says if voters adopt the increase, it would begin collecting it with January car license renewals. It's not going to be any school all week for students at an East Tennessee elementary. It has a sinkhole that's opened up near the building. The Unicoi County School System is developing short-term and long-term plans on where the students of Love Chapel Elementary are going to be attending classes. The hole, pretty big one, about 100 tons of rock dumped into it before any measurements could be made. When the depth was measured, it was 122 feet, the hole about 25 feet across. It was discovered on Saturday. And a Middle Tennessee family is looking for answers after a family member was killed.
An unsolved murder still hangs heavy over a Robertson County community 1 year later. 20-year-old Chris Nash was shot to death last August. 1 year later, no arrests have been made in the case.
TRN's Tanya J. Powers.
Next is the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Since 1957, Advantage Home Improvement has been satisfying customers all over Middle Tennessee. From roofing to remodeling, we have one goal in mind: to exceed our customers' expectations. We are a licensed contractor, carry $1 million of liability insurance, and proudly maintain an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you have damage from recent storms, or maybe you're just looking to have your kitchen remodeled, call us today for a free estimate at 890-8463.
Have you ever considered how trust plays an important role every time you buy something? You could say without trust, the way we shop would change completely. Today's savvy consumers know the most important step to trust and satisfaction is doing business with a company that has made a public commitment to doing what is right. Our BBB accredited businesses make this commitment. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
At Nashville International Airport, security officials say three times in just the last few days, passengers have tried to bring loaded guns onto airline flights. Despite all the warnings as to what you can and can't bring through security, officials say that continues to be a problem. One Mid-State mayor in some hot water.
Spring Hills mayor has come under fire after taking to social media and referring to his constituents as, quote, gullible sheep. Mayor Michael Dinwiddie made the comment on a public Facebook page during a debate about the city's controversial crematory.
TRN's Dan Item. And in sports, you'll find a lot of big changes have been made to LP Field, the home of the Titans, for the upcoming NFL season. The Titans had proposed a $27 million plan for upgrades last year, including new speakers, LED video screens, and scoreboards, and those have all been installed. Jim Williams, TRN News.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine.
Hola amigos, this is Sergio from OK Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us, come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Here are today's specials at OK Jose. It's Taco Tuesday, 99 cents all day.
Stop by OK Jose on South Rutherford next to Walmart for 99 cent Taco Tuesday. Again, that's on South Rutherford next to Walmart.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the Catfish Special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock. $9.99 plus tax for all-you-can-eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw at Slick Pig Barbecue.
We're talking with Dr. Rishi Saxena, this area's only certified physician in heart CT, about the 64-slice CT scan.
Before you go for heart catheterization because of chest pain or minor abnormality in stress test, you need to consider this non-invasive device to find out about the blockage. Or if you just have risk factor, you're not having any chest pain, you want to find out flag early so you could act on it.
No needles, no pain, it only takes minutes. Call 896-4800. Dr. Rishi Saxena.
WeatherEye.
For the forecast area, we will see sunshine today. Highs are going to be in the mid-80s. We'll have a light north wind, 5 to 10. Partly cloudy skies tonight and a low of 60. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Felluber.
Right now, it's 70.
Congratulations to our birthday cake winner. Dean Mitchell receives the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland. Congratulations to Dean there. And also our good neighbor of the day is Tammy Parrish. Tammy receives flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts as today's good neighbor of the day.
Great time for fishing here in Middle Tennessee. This is Randy of Murfreesboro Outdoors inviting all of y'all to come by and pick up your supplies. We've got rods and reels and line, artificial baits.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
Like you're going to Smyrna, we're half a mile from Thompson Lane on the ride.
He knows Rutherford County as good as anybody. Truman Jones. It's the Truman Show here on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with Jim Dooley. We're going to let you know this part of his show is brought to you by Gordon Ralston Photography. They're at 315 Hickerson Drive in Murfreesboro. You can reach them at 396-8776 or pull them up on the internet, www.gordonralstonphoto.com. And that's Al Gordon and Larry Ralston. And Al is a master craftsman photographer, and Larry is a certified craftsman. Both are hometown guys. And they're the most awarded studio in the Middle Tennessee area, operating a full-service photographic studio in Murfreesboro. They specialize in weddings, high school seniors, family portraits. Their work is classic yet current with a creative edge. Al was even awarded the Grand Award for the best wedding image in the world. Gordon Ralston, they look forward to meeting you and will treat you like family.
I want to go get my picture made after that. That
you need to, you need to get your picture made.
Or I lose my hair.
Yeah, well, you know, talking about that, that's one of the things that really fascinates me is going back into these old, old portraits and seeing your granddaddy and your great-granddaddy who you never got to see and some of those others, the family members. And I hope that passes on to our grandkids and all those before because, you know, you still have that strong relationship because with your kids, usually, I mean, you've been all that close. But your grandkids now are getting into another age. And it's to me, it's an age of no reality with all the gadgets and everything that they've got going on. So to be able to carry on those type of conversations that mean something to them and actually realize that granddaddy and grandmama were, you know, they had a life too, and they've experienced a lot of great things during that time. And I hope the grandparents spend some time finding how to get through to them and relating some of those stories, because I still remember a lot of things that even my great-grandmother used to tell us stories. We'd sit at her feet, and she would just start spinning all those stories, and I still remember them today.
Let me ask you this. Can you, this is a tough question, but can you remember your parents' voices?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's the hardest thing. Well, I can. Daddy's was a lot like mine, but my mom called me on my cell phone when she was sick. I still have it on my cell phone. And about every month they call and want to know if I want to disregard that phone call.
No.
And as soon as I hear the phone number, I still have this desire when I'm gone to call my mom and tell her where we are and we're all right and all this, because that was always something that had to be done. You always had to tell your mom or your dad when he was alive that you'd made the trip safe and having a good time, right, and see you when we get back.
Do you remember Dr. North East West?
Very well. He was in our church, and he lived on my street, matter of fact, on Eventide.
Well, this was the first experience that I had of doing something about what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I was his deacon at the time when they figured out that he had terminal cancer. Mm-hmm. And I was called over to the house, and there was Brother Don was over there. There was probably 8 or 10 people in that mm-hmm. big room of his. And there was just so much you could say in a situation like that. You couldn't say a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And it finally got just quiet. And something grabbed me and said, I know this guy has memoirs. I wonder if we can do anything about that. So mm-hmm. the question to him was, Dr. West, do you have memoirs? He said, well, yes. Boy, you talk about staring bullets. They were looking at me, what is he doing? And I said, well, are you going to be able to finish him, you think? He said, I don't think so, Jim. I think I'll just, I probably won't. And I said, well, I'll tell you what we might want to do if you want to. And I said, I'll bring over my camera, and we'll record you mm-hmm. With some of those things. And that way you've got you sitting there and your voice, and you can talk about anything you want to. Long story short, that brightened that gentleman up. He's a little short fella anyway. Mm-hmm. But he just sat right straight up in that chair. And we ended up having several sessions. And just this will give you an idea of how this can be duplicated. It is so simple. I said, well, how do you want to start this? This is when I came back. And he said, well, and he held up a piece of paper. He said, I've got the thing that I want to start with, and it's called the early days.
Mm-hmm.
So he went into his early days. Isn't it great? And he was such a colorful guy anyway, but he went back, and he was very eloquent when he spoken, and he was just one of these fellows it was a pleasure to speak with. And I actually got back with him maybe two more times, and ended up just duplicated all of that stuff that we had gotten. And you talk about a treasure for the family. That was an absolute treasure for them, because they got to see him when he was not really that bad off. He was tired looking, mm-hmm. but he was coherent. Now, since then, I don't know how many times that I've done that with people, and it's easy. And I say when it's easy, it's not really in some cases, but it's easier for the family to do than they think. And it's like kitchen talk table, mm-hmm. or kitchen table talk, I'll get it right in a minute. Or it's in the living room, whatever's the most comfortable. And you set that camera back over there where it's just unobtrusive, mm-hmm. and you start talking. And, well, Daddy, what about this and what about that? And you just can't imagine some of the stories I've heard that were just really poignant. And those people have got those from now on for the grandkids and the great-grandkids. So I would encourage anybody to take a stab at that, because it's just not that difficult at all. It's not hard for me. I'm like Johnny Carson when he gets something going. I'll talk. But some people do have a little bit of difficulty in getting it going. But once it gets going, they just have a good time with it, depending on how the people are or how sick they might be. But the end result is huge. It's huge. Great.
Everybody wants to think that they have left something in this life. Mm-hmm. And they want to think that they have loved people, and people have loved them back.
Exactly.
And people really care about them being here during that particular time. And what you're just saying would be perfect. I never have even thought about that before. But
my grandson says you do that on purpose. In other words, you don't go after it with a lot of timidity. You just say, we're going to do this, and would y'all rather be in here? And this may be mom and dad, whoever, or grandpa and grandpa. Do you want to do it here in the kitchen? Or let's just go on out there and sit on the back porch and do this. Mm-hmm. But it's a treasure, and it's a pleasure for everybody involved.
It's almost like, what, writing an autobiography or something
Yeah. The stories are unreal. There's stuff that comes out that you've never heard, or so I've been told. And you kind of have to look at it as a, not a last will or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It is one of the special times. And that's another way that I've framed it over the years, is telling people, you know, this would be one of your special times that you'll really enjoy seeing. And you don't talk about the people necessarily that won't be there mm-hmm. down the road, but you know what's happening, and you can see the vibrations going back through the generations there. It's fun to watch them.
You know, not everybody realizes what their self-worth is.
No.
I found that very interesting. On this radio show, more than any other place I've been, is I'll ask people to come on because they've had such interesting lives and they're fun people to be around. And a lot of them will say, I don't have anything to say. I haven't done anything, and nobody cares what I've got to say. And the opposite is true, because these guys and ladies that are telling me that, I mean, they have wonderful stories to tell. And I've had a lot of people on this radio show that when they get on, they're nervous and they feel like they don't have anything to say. And then all of a sudden, they're opening up, and it's a brand new world. I mean, it's something that everybody enjoys. And, you know, we've all got a story to tell. Everybody does. Nobody just goes through this life without accomplishing anything or having special friends or whatever. And I think that's something that, to me, is really special. And I'm so glad that they're podcasting these shows because a lot of people would love to come back and revisit with them. It's special.
If people would from time to time think about, and this is tough for people to do, think about, I don't have anything to say.
Mm-hmm.
But most people, if you talk to them enough, and you don't have to talk long for this, they won't say this, but this is the implication. Everybody wants to have a look back on their life,
mm-hmm.
who knows whether you're going to get it or how you're going to get it,
mm-hmm.
and see some of your fleece on the fence of life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard that, I stole that. I thought it was a great line. But
I like it.
It's one of those things that causes people, you can get a mental picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be great to look back and see through this portal a few things that you did, or one or two things that you did, or the thing that you felt like this was worth remembering about me?
Mm-hmm.
The self-worth, people's self-worth has really taken a hit over the years, I think. And there's no need to go into the reasons why it's taken a hit. But, you know, we all, you and I, we have kind of a duty, I guess you could say, in talking to people from time to time
mm-hmm.
and getting them to feel better about themselves. And that's something that you can't put a price on. It's something that those people will treasure for the rest of their lives, is what you were talking about. You know, you talk to them enough, and they're going to open up a little bit. When they've opened up just a little bit, this little beacon of light comes in, and they say, ah, okay, well, that's God coming out, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. Now, some of you've got all types of programs that you deal with as far as the, I don't like to call them senior citizens, people who have gotten older. Are there any special ones that you work with that seem to make a difference more than others, as far as, or do you have to go to each individual person differently than another? And of course, we're all different, but there are some programs that seem to be able to deal with larger groups of people than others.
Well, yesterday we had one of our monthly meetings with the Concord Baptist seniors, mm-hmm. and as it applies to that being a full-fledged ministry, it didn't start out being, but it is now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really realize this, but I started that at age 46, and now I'm 66. So that's 20 years of growing up, literally. I was a young guy, and I grew up, and now I'm looking around me seeing people that, there's still a lot of them could be my parents, but most of them are just a little older than I.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how would I think about putting a special touch on those people? Paying attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, big thing today, is genuinely paying attention to someone instead of giving them the well, let me just put it this way. One of the best places I know of to give some attention that will cause something to happen within somebody's mind is to stand in the doorway of church when people are coming through, mm-hmm. coming in.
You do a good job of that.
Well, thank you. And putting your hand on the shoulder or grabbing their hand and shaking it, patting them on the arm, saying a few things to them. You just can't imagine what it does to those people's it just touches them. Now, I learned that way back. Mm-hmm. Well, nowadays I've got more opportunity to do it than I've ever had before, and seeing how people respond to that, just when you see it, you want to see more of it. And you also know that the people, in my case now, the people that I try to get a touch on, they really need it more than others. A lot of times they just need it. And so I'm not sure what you asked me, but
neither am I, but let's go to this.
Okay.
The big fallacy of everything is everybody wants to have self-worth.
I mean
they want to
be recognized.
So jobs are important, things that you do for other people are important. As you get older and those things are not as easy for you to do, then I think that really does take a toll, because sometimes you just feel like, you know, I'm just here. What am I doing? Mm-hmm. And to me, that's a hard thing, a hard realization. It really is. How in the world do you deal with something like that? But the one thing that you were saying a minute ago seems to be the best pill for it is love. Love is one thing. If people know that they're actually cared for, that seems to help more than anything.
I can't think of any better way to put that. That was great. That's the commandment that we all need to really look at every single day. And it's not. There's another thing that kind of goes along with that. Some people just, they'll say that they can't do that. They'll say, and I'm talking about give the love or just love everybody. Well, yes, you can. Even your enemies, you can love them. But as it applies to, as it applies to the effect that giving love has, it's what we're told to do. It's not something that's just innate. Well, it is innate if you'll just bring it out and use it. And it's a worthy thing to do.
You go out and do things for people like you do. The appreciation that you feel for what they give back to you is just as strong as what you give. And it's always been, if you reach out to people and show them you really care, you'll develop a whole lot more friends than just going through life and just as a loner or not really looking around and seeing what's going on around you.
It's a good rule to live by, and it's golden, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have, usually, put it in the best terms I know how, it's not usually something that's right up at the surface where you know you've got it and you can use it and it'll have those results. You have to practice it. You have to get out there and do it. And it's amazing, I think, sometimes, as to just paying attention. When you call it love, that's exactly what it is, but paying attention is love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that enough, you start getting the feedback from that. It's very ingratiating.
And of course, do you do anything about telling the older people how to reach their grandchildren or children or whatever? Because there are times that there's splits in families, and there's nothing more stressful than not being able to talk to your daughter, your son, or grandchildren. It's just that's something that's almost uncomprehensible for me at all.
It's extremely difficult. And it's not something that is easy to, there's no pill that I know of that, and I'm sure there are some good pills here and there that are attached to prayer, but you can't, I know of no easy way to go after that. And I have over the years, yes, I've had people talk about it, give programs on it, and have seminars and things mm-hmm. of that nature. And but at best, it's a difficult task. And the biggest reason for seniors it being difficult is that, I don't want to turn this off of the air, but sometimes they're pretty set in the ways that they've used over the years. And let's just put it that way. Their behaviors over the years got them where they are, so they say.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, at this point, in order to to accomplish what you're talking about accomplishing with the younger generation, you have an opportunity to do it if you will seek their level. But talking the way you talked or acting out the way that you've acted with your children back in the 40s, it's tough. You know, it's just you're bringing it's culture shock to them. They're not used to that. They're not used to saying ma'am and no ma'am and that kind of stuff. And you kind of have to look over that, even though it does hurt your feelings. So those are things that we've gone through over the years as to how you can chip away at the emotional level that they're coming at you with. And you're meeting them over here saying, well, I won't go into that other than to say, I've got grandkids too. I've got a great grandkid. And it's not.
I didn't realize you were that old.
Yeah, I'm just an old guy. But it's not impenetrable, but it is an arduous affair. You really got to work at it.
I can remember my mom and dad when they were in their late 70s. Our dad was in his 70s, mama, even on up after dad had gone in her 80s. They would actually go out and play with the kids at that age, where it was ball or whatever, let them mow the yard on the tractors and all those things. They still had a young way of looking at life, even at that age. And I think that is a major part of adjusting, is to keep that young age. I mean, don't think of yourself at the end of life. Think of yourself as still going out, enjoying each day, and living. I mean, that's what it's all about. Sometimes you may not feel like it, or you don't think you can even get out of bed. But there are things that you can do to go out and enjoy that particular day. And the attitude probably speaks more than anything.
It does. There's no question. And you've got the nail on the head as it applies to the altitude of the attitude is what I call it. Mm-hmm. If you have a younger attitude, rather than being closed-minded, or I don't want to use all the adjectives there, but in lots of cases, the people can be reclusive, and they don't mean to be. It's just the way they've developed over the years, and they haven't looked back to see what they look like in the mirror. So at any rate, doing what you were just talking about. And you know this, there are people out here that are old people at 42.
Yeah.
And that's not right, but it's the way some of them have developed or not developed, you might say. Then as the years go on, it's how you choose to be perceived by others. And I don't care what you say about that. Well, I'm not going to act. You know, I'm not going to act. Yes, you do have to act sometimes. And it's tough. But if you're getting the desired result of a warmer relationship being developed, then act the part that it's going to take to get them. Except you don't want to be their buddies, and I know all of that, but you can be, a grandparent without going overboard with it. But it's difficult to be a grandparent that is loved by the other generations back here if you're, what is the saying, set in your ways. Mm-hmm. You know, give me that spit tune.
Well, you know, you got to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
To be in this world, you got to have a sense of humor. And I think that's the best way in the world to stay young. And we want to let you know that the last part of the show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. And when you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on to Ridgely Road.
We're at the Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building, talking with Christy Sanford.
Instead of it just being rows and rows of just shirts and pants, we try to make it more in sections, so we'll have like a houseware section, and we try to set up more display areas.
Donations to the Garden Patch Thrift Store and proceeds from sales help fund Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit helping underserved in our community.
We are located at 309 South Spring Street,
across from the tall NHC building.
I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Discount Auto Repair in Murfreesboro. What makes us different than other repair shops? We proudly employ Christian technicians. Our mechanics are honest, they do high-quality work, and they only recommend service and repairs that are truly needed for your car or truck. Give us a call at 896-1407 or just stop on by. Remember, at Robert's, we beat the dealership on service and price.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick Showalter.
And I'm Dr. Chad Jackson. Did you know that Middle Tennessee Medical Center is home to the Da Vinci Surgical Robot and that we are the first surgeons to use the robot in Rutherford County?
When faced with prostate cancer, the Da Vinci robot makes surgery an excellent option.
It allows for quicker recovery, less blood loss, and studies suggest it may be the most effective, least invasive treatment option for improving cancer outcomes.
For more information or to find a Da Vinci robot certified physician, visit mtmc.org.
The Truman Show now continues on the voice of Rutherford County, WGNS, AM and FM.
And welcome back with Mr. Jim Dooley. You know, Jim, we talked about all these programs that people have. How do they get in touch with you if they're having particular problems and as they've gotten older, and that's primarily who you deal with? Mm-hmm. How did they get in touch with you, and what are you going to be able to do with these particular people?
Okay. Well, first of all, the age group that gets in touch with me is usually 50 and up. And in that area, you've actually got two generations, and this would be the caregiver at the younger age and the care receiver at the older age. Mm-hmm. And the caregiver is primarily, it doesn't mean that I don't get the calls from the others, but they're primarily the ones that I hear from because they're trying to preserve capital, they're trying to find out whether they're taking their people to the right places. And the when I say the right, it's what is the appropriate way to care for? And there's I've got educational materials on that. So there's no magic answer to this is how you do it. Each time I talk with someone, I just have to pick their brains and see what's on their mind, and then I can point them. Probably my best feat in this whole thing is that I'm a resource.
Mm-hmm.
I can point them in the directions of pretty much anything they need. Okay, the number on that's 615-430-7612. Okay.
Yeah, and one of the things that just came into my mind when you were talking, there is a big conflict between a person's assets as they've built it up. We're talking about the older person, and maybe even the caregiver themselves, and being able to provide the right treatment or the right source for that individual. To me, that would be a major contribution from you, is being able to point them in the right direction and give them advice on how to handle that, because some of that has to be extremely complicated.
Well, if you don't work on the car engine, you're probably going to save a lot of knuckles. If you don't work on this by yourself, that's the thing. Don't do what we're talking about. You need attorneys or an attorney. You need financial assistance, but you also need some very, very intensive healthcare education.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's their health is not what it seems to be sometimes. It can be something completely different. You've spent tons of money trying to find out that they're – no, that's not what it was. So where I'm going with that is that slow down, take a deep breath, and usually I get a call when somebody's had a heart attack or a stroke or some life-threatening thing, and they're so panicked that they're not sure exactly where to go, which, you know, that's the way it is sometimes. But call before that, and you'll have a clearer mind about it.
That's something I know that just about everybody worries about as they get older, because you and I know a lot of older people. If I have a lot of older people that are friends, some of them even older than me. But
really,
their biggest fear is that as they get older, they will become incapacitated, and they're not going to be able to take care of themselves anymore. And just the thought of having to go through that ordeal that's going to be extremely costly, and their life as they knew it is pretty much going to be gone.
Well, knowledge is power in this situation, but I can tell you this, you're probably not there, and I'm not there yet, but when you get to the point where you're the two dominant things on your mind when you lay down your head on that pillow and go to sleep are your health and your money.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. It may be past the time, but you need to take care of those two things in your life not on the cuff and not the way my daddy did it, not that you need some advice on it that, that can point you in a direction that will cause you the least pain, I guess.
So there's not really any one big answer you yourself is going to be able to come up. You're going to have the resources, mm-hmm. and you're going to have the support, because as you're dealing with that, I guess it's just a constant circle that you're kind of got caught into a spinning dervish there that you just can't get out of, and you're not going to until that hand reaches in and grabs you.
We're going through one of the most tumultuous times in our lives, mm-hmm. and that is with what's going on up in Washington with our money, trying to keep our health care intact and mm-hmm. doing it in a way that's okay. But between now and the first of the year is one of the toughest times we'll ever see. Now, having said that, there's a lot of advice that needs to be gotten, and not from government. It needs to be from specialists out here that know what they're doing.
I agree. Great show. Thanks for being on, Jim.
Appreciate it.
Always
Thank
good
you.
To have you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll be back on at 9 o'clock in the morning. Have a good day.